Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, so tell us about autumn anxiety.
It is a thing. And this year, more than ever, I'm feeling it. And I don't know if it's because of having a kid, so it's exacerbated. But autumn anxiety, and I want to say, like, this is something that's not, like, professionally recognized as far as, like, it's not a recognized condition, but the articles are plentiful about it. And just so you understand, autumn anxiety is an annual increase in anxiety some people begin to feel during the autumn months. Duh, it's in the name of it. But experts say some causes of this anxiety may be due to beginning a new school year, the looming stress of the holiday season, or possible regret from not having achieved desired goals over the summer. So changes in diet, daily exercise, increased exposure to daylight are ways people can minimize. But I have felt, and I feel like saying impending doom is, it's too intense.
It's because we have an election right around the corner.
Well, there's that. I'm sure that has amplified it as well. No, but it's like as soon as the school year started, it was like, I feel like I'm in a mad dash to get to December 31st.
Really?
Yes. It's like when it comes to Jimmy, and I only got one kid, y'all. I don't know how you people with multiple kids do it. Like, especially when you start getting up to, like, the threes and the fours when you're outnumbered. Like, God bless you all. But, you know, Jimmy's school and his after-school activities. And then, you know, you have Halloween and then the Halloween parties. And then you have Thanksgiving and trying to make Thanksgiving plans. And then you have Christmas and trying to buy gifts for Christmas. And then there's decorations all mixed in there as well. And, you know, trying to make play dates. And then, you know, you also have work to deal with. And, you know, making the appointment for Santa Claus. And it's just, and still trying to see your friends and also trying to have a date night with your husband. And when I feel like I'm drowning in everything. And it's just like this overwhelming anxiety. And I'm like, you know, the year's always busy, but there is, like, for some reason, October 1st through the end of the year feels like a mad dash, and that you don't even really get to enjoy it. You're just trying to get to the next thing. Like, I look at my calendar and I'm just like, oh my God, there's so much crap.
Do you guys feel the same way? Or I wonder if this is a mom thing.
I've never even thought about it.
I do. Yeah. I feel you. I'm so stressed.
Yeah.
It's just so much is going on and the mental load is incredible. Like, having to juggle everything and remember everything, what you're going to have to do next. It's too much.
And I know that, like, I know the solution. I know we are the problem, and I know we are the solution.
I'm not a problem.
Just speak for yourself.
Opening my legs was the problem.
We are the problem. Because like I'm right now, I'm looking at my schedule, which is already packed, right? And I'm like, all right, when are we going to go to the pumpkin patch? I'm like, we also want to go to the apple orchard and do that, right? And I'm like, oh, don't forget, you need to go ahead and start planning for the Christmas cards, because you need to get those and you need to get those ordered in, you know, figure out the picture you want to use. And so I'm like, I'm caught up in this, like, I want to create these memories for our family, but at the same time, at what cost? Because if I'm there and I'm doing them, but I'm not enjoying myself because I'm stressed, then it was all for naught.
That's why I have given up trying to be a good person for a long time.
Smart, takes too much effort. You gotta put a lot into it.
Make all those memories, make people happy. Man, that's so outdated.
Yeah, this is not going to be the healthy take, but yes, I will be miserable dressed in fall clothes, apple picking in 88 degree weather. But my kids will be happy, and I'm making memories for them. And one day on my deathbed, I'll look back and remember they were happy, and it'll be worth it. Is that healthy? Hell no, but that's how I get through it.
Good morning, Sam. You are part of The Burt Show. Hello.
I say the moms of the show are not wrong. It is definitely a mom anxiety this time of year.
Is it?
There's, of course, plenty of things that she's leaving off the list that fall in there as well. Not including birthday parties, class parties, not just for Halloween, but goodie bags for school or things you have to do at school for PTA or the outside functions with friends or just festivals, carnivals that go on, like a fair comes into town. There's so much stuff that you just push through, and it's literally a 90-day dash. She is not wrong. It is something all moms have.
Sam, you realize you're not helping here, right? You just got me all stressed out.
Because again, making it aware so maybe your partners, your family, that other people dive in, and it's all hands on deck to realize that so many, like me in particular, I have made sure to have a plethora of photos over the years so that if I wasn't in the moment 100%, I can look back at those photos and kind of delve into the memory of what we held during that time. In my case, we've unfortunately had losses over the last decade during these months from two dads, a mom, a grandmother, all in this 90-day stretch over the last decade that impact us even more on top of all the other anxieties of what the season brings.
So you got trigger days maxed in, mixed in with the autumn anxiety.
Damn, man. Shout out to mothers.
I am very stressed out right now.
I have autumn anxiety.
The Burt Show.
Oh, estrangements are tough, man. When do you re-enter each other's orbits? The timing has to be right for both. It has to be genuine as well. So we get this email from a Burt Show listener whose biological brother wants to reunite, just not in person, and would also like to reunite by getting some money from his sister. Abby's got the email.
Hey guys, I want to know what you guys would do in my situation. So long story short, I was adopted from overseas. I've had no contact with my birth family for over 25 years until last year. Out of the blue, my brother contacted me via YouTube channel. I know it's him because we look alike and he has all of the documentation that only they would have. It's hard to convey my excitement through email, but I was ecstatic, nervous, and full of questions. However, it was short-lived. Almost immediately, he asked me for money. I was extremely disappointed. He didn't even ask about me, how I'm doing, or if I had a good life, etc. Basically, he blamed me for getting adopted and he didn't, and what a crappy life he has had, etc. I know firsthand the struggles they must have had because I lived it. I was an older child when I was adopted. I was 8. Anyways, I sent him a little money because I felt bad. Then he continued to ask for more. Then I decided to block him because he became enraged and called me all sorts of names because I didn't send him enough. He wanted me to help him build a house, buy a car, a motorcycle, and to help pay for his wedding. The F? We stopped talking for months, and then recently he found my email and has been emailing me every day asking for money because he is sick and needs help. I know a part of me thinks he's probably lying, but at the same time, I feel so guilty. Should I feel guilty? Would you send your sibling money in my shoes? This wasn't the reunion I was hoping for. Your thoughts? Thanks, guys.
Man, life doesn't owe you anything, first of all. And playing the victim here, this drives me absolutely crazy. And I will tell you, from as a guy that comes from these family estrangements, if you're new to the show, look, my parents, if they got into a fight with one of their siblings, they cut each other off for a decade. Aunts, uncles, grandparents, man. So I grew up this way. And it trickled down to me and my brothers as well. So I can tell you this, that even though there is blood there between me and my half-brothers, they feel like strangers to me in a lot of ways. So it would almost be like a stranger coming into my life mm-hmm. and asking me for money. I know that sounds harsh because there is blood there, but there's no connection because we really haven't hung out.
And because you've already sent some money, he knows that there's a weakness there and that he's gonna continue to try to get more. Junie, I'm here to tell you, especially the fact that he reached out and had no interest whatsoever in forging a relationship with you. It was about the money from the very beginning. You do not need to feel guilty about not sending him any money. He's using you. And I know that can be a really hard pill to swallow because technically this is family, but sometimes family treat each other worse than a stranger ever could.
Yeah, you're responsible for your own life. So he's responsible for his own life. And the fact that he's coming to you and laying all this guilt on you, it's only because he doesn't want to take action in his own life.
Yeah, as a person who has a good relationship with a lot of family and friends, I've learned that when people ask you for money, for some reason, it typically does not come from the family members who you would give it to without even hesitating. Yeah. It's always the others that feel entitled for some reason. And typically those people, it's because they're using you and they're trying to utilize the fact that you're a family to make you feel like you owe them something. Nah, this is extremely unfortunate, and it's also a revolving door once you start. So I would stop immediately.
Yeah, I think you've got to ask yourself what the purpose in giving him more money would be. Because if it's to assuage some sense of guilt that you have, why do you have this guilt? You don't owe him anything. If you think that giving him more money is going to somehow bridge that relationship and make him feel closer to you, ask yourself, if you had no money to give, would he even be reaching out in the first place? Because you've had no relationship with this guy for 25 years. So he's coming to you, seeing you as a bank account and as some way to use that guilt to manipulate you. I wouldn't give him a cent, but you really got to do some deep thinking as to what's going to make you feel good about that decision.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. And just piggybacking on what you guys said, as soon as you give him a dollar, he's going to ask for two.
Uh-huh.
And then two becomes four. And then, you know, so it's not going away. You don't owe him anything.
Mm-mm.
But he is just trying to lay this guilt on you for his life and how it unfolded. And you don't owe this dude anything.
I always thought it was funny, too, how if somebody asks you for money and you say no, they get mad at you. Like, yeah. You did something wrong. Right? So, yeah, no, you gotta stop this.
They have the right to ask. You have the right to say no.
Absolutely.
So we're all in agreement here.
Yeah.
Keep this toxicity out. Move on with your life. Let him be responsible for his own life. Yeah.
And don't feel guilty about it.
And don't feel bad.
Don't beat yourself up about it. All right. And also, how could we forget? We did not forget to play our Thanksgiving song.
Yes.
So last year, we were talking about how Christmas has like a bajillion songs dedicated to it, right? Poor Thanksgiving over here. And I think when we looked it up and we did some research, maybe it has one or two songs. Believe it or not, it actually has some songs, but nothing that's gone mainstream. Nothing like All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. They're just, you know, songs that nobody would even know. So we were bummed out for Thanksgiving. I know Thanksgiving is your favorite holiday, Mo.
Absolutely, it is.
And we issued a challenge, Abby, to the Burt Show listeners saying, hey, we want a banger for Thanksgiving. And one of our Burt Show listeners, Christian Hayward, stepped up to the plate and knocked this Thanksgiving song out of the park.
Wow. Okay.
He really did. So
that's good.
Once again, here is Turkey Day by Christian Hayward.
Celebrate Turkey Day. We give thanks for celebrate Turkey Day and spend time with friends and family. It's about time we celebrate Turkey Day. Thanksgiving, the forgotten holiday. That we celebrate Turkey Day. We spend time with friends and family. It's about time that we celebrate Turkey Day. Thanksgiving, the forgotten holiday.
Ooh, Black Friday already? Christmas coming early this year.
And that was Turkey Day by Christian.
Hey, Christian.
You can download that at Apple Music, by the way.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Cassie said something yesterday, or not yesterday, last week. Was it last week?
It was.
That after she got trolled online, piqued my interest. And I don't know that I agree with her, but I would really like to do a deep dive into it today if you guys are up to it and want to be honest with us on The Voice Disguiser. So last week, Cassie revealed that someone went online and just said some really, really nasty, nasty things about her that she almost couldn't take seriously, right? Because they were so nasty.
It was so over the top and so obviously, like, there are things people say about opinions you have that are hurtful, but they're not really out to hurt you. It's just the way they write it. And then there are things that people say when they spew such vitriol and hate at you, you look at those comments and you're like, I can see that you hate me, but I can obviously see that you hate me because if you, either an insecurity within yourself, a jealousy, something about yourself you don't like that you see in me. So it's not about me. It's about you.
Yeah. And let me reiterate my feelings on like trolling and being online. Like if you're waking up in the morning and one of the things that's going to give you happiness that day is cutting somebody down to their core or trying to, then as Cassie said, that's a real you thing and it's not a her thing. And there's nothing I could say to insult you and hurt you badly enough than the pain that you must have gone through in your life to get you to this point. Does that make any sense? Because that's a person that I feel like is in pain.
Yeah, and it's not even worth taking them seriously or arguing with them because I'm like, nothing I say is going to change her feeling. Like, this is about self-work, and I end up feeling sorry for them. They have to let the angst out somewhere, and I happen to be the target. Doesn't make it right, and I'm not excusing it, but I think when you get those comments, you can look past them.
It doesn't excuse the behavior. It explains the behavior, and when you are able to look at it from that lens, it doesn't have the same effect on you.
Right, and you can have some empathy for people.
So here's the question that I have for you guys. If you have ever trolled, let's say you're a reformed troller, or you're still doing it, right? I'd love to put you on the voice disguiser because I just want to get into your head for a couple of seconds. 1-855-BIRCHOW. I'm not going to come down on you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to say mean things. I'm not going to troll you on the air.
You're not going to troll the former troll?
I'm not going to troll the former troll or the current troll. 1-855-BIRCHOW. But the thing that Cassie said was she thinks that people online that are doing this are probably very nice people, but when they go online, they have a different personality. Didn't you say something like that?
Yeah, I truly believe, like, if you met, you would not know a troll in real life. And I think it's for two reasons. One, I think they're either too cowardly to back up their words with their face and say it to you in real life, so they hide behind an avatar or profile picture that's not theirs. Or this goes back to they have some kind of deep-seated pain that they are dealing with. So every day when you see them, they're a nice, normal person, but they have such a raw hurt inside them. They take that out on the internet because that is the only place where they can fully unleash that pain.
You agree with that?
I do agree with that. I was sitting here trying to contemplate to myself, like, do I see that as they're nice or they're just fake? But I do believe that a lot of people who do the trolling online are certainly not that in life if you were to meet them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Silverman had a story that she shared, and she had a guy that was trolling her hard. And she actually reached out to him, and she's like, seriously, like, what's going on? Because you're obviously dealing with something deeper. And they had this really meaningful exchange, and it turns out he had had a back injury and he was dealing with severe back pain and he wasn't coping. And she ended up finding him help for his back pain. And it ended up becoming this like kumbaya moment. That's not to say like all trolls would react that way, but in that instance, she could tell like this person that's lashing out at me obviously has something deeper going on that's causing them to do this.
That's some really beautiful grace right there.
Yeah.
That I don't have.
Yeah.
I mean, because it goes to hurt people and people project. I just hate when that's used as some type of justification because technically we're all hurting from something.
Yeah. And I kind of feel like, and look at this, calls are coming in and I didn't think we'd get any today. I just kind of felt like, you know what, if you're telling yourself like, hey, that's just my online personality, that's not who I really am, then I feel like you're lying to yourself.
That's who you are.
That's who you are. That's who you are. We will call her Emily, and she is on the voice disguiser. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
All right, who are you trolling? Why are you trolling? And what do you get out of it?
I troll. I am shamelessly addicted to the Housewives, Bravo, reality, everything, and I totally get off trolling all of the reality stars.
Why?
Well, first of all, I feel like they make their life public on TV, so I have a right to be in it, whether that's true or not. That's how I feel.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me pause you there for 1 second, because Mo just gave the biggest, like, roll of the eyes right there. What?
I just don't. I never liked that excuse to, because somebody is a public figure, that does not make them not human and give you the right to just attack them and attack their lives simply because of what they do for a living. I never understood that.
Well, let's do this, Emily. Okay, you feel entitled to be involved in your lives, then you are involved in your lives. But why don't you involve yourself in their life in a productive, kind way rather than like come to them as a friend rather than as a foe?
Sometimes I do. There are housewives that I troll and love and comment on their beautiful children. I do leave children out of it. But then there are ones that I feel portray themselves a certain way on the show. And then when they go online, they do different things or I catch them in a lie. For example, one of the Miami housewives, I thought her kids were cute. I follow her. She takes her kids to Disney for the first time. How adorable. Why do I remember this? Because she had on this over-the-top purple Fendi outfit that was not appropriate for Disney World. And then 3 months later, she posts another picture saying it's her first time there. And I'm like, well, on January 28th was your first time there. So how is this your first time there?
But, I mean, the fact that you even know that. I mean, why is that? It's got to be something else going on in your life. That's all the thing that I always wonder, like, are you a busy person? Do you have a full-time job?
Yes, I'm very busy in my work life. But I don't do a lot in my private life. I lived a big life when I was younger, so I live a pretty low-key life. So I would kind of say outside of work, that is the drama that I indulge myself in.
Will there ever be a time, and then I'm going to move on to some other calls. I can't believe we got so many calls on this. Will there ever be a time where you think, like, you know what? I'm just fulfilled in other areas, and I just don't need to do this.
Maybe, but I kind of have fun doing it.
So it's a hobby. It's a sport for you.
Yeah.
And is getting blocked by somebody or them responding back to you like a trophy?
I have been blocked by quite a few housewives. I kind of get off that I got under their skin enough that they blocked me, but then I kind of get disappointed because I can't see anymore.
It's a real double-edged sword you got going on.
It is.
All right, Emily, thank you. Aaron, good morning. Are you currently trolling or are you a reformed troller? Aaron?
Currently trolling.
I'm sorry?
She's a currently trolling.
Currently trolling.
And who do you mostly troll?
Well, it's more like the in-laws. So my in-laws are very, what's the word, vain, and they're very much two-faced. So one thing they'll say in front of me and my side of the family, and then they'll go behind and post, like, contradicting stuff. So it's just very funny because, like, my online, I have one online and then I have several other, like, Facebook groups and stuff that I'm in that has, like, a different name. And it's just very fun to see, like, the real side of people than what they just post on their normal feed. Does that make sense?
So you are using your trolling personality to say the things that you would like to actually say in real life.
Yes, just on the disguise, kind of like what I'm doing right now with the Burt Show.
Okay. Question?
Does it make you, I mean, like, what's the last thing you said that you used with your troll account?
Well, the last thing that I said, I quoted, what is that name? It was one of Coco Chanel's quotes that I posted, and it was just, I was basically blasting one of my sister-in-laws because she's annoying and aggravating.
Gotcha. Okay.
So she's using her trolling personality to, like, say, this is the thing she wants to say to her family.
Yes.
Okay. That one makes a little bit more sense to me than
I'm more intrigued by
this.
I'm more intrigued by people who, like, go after perfect strangers. Your own family, I kind of get it.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, I can see you kind of getting pissed.
I just don't understand it.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. You were on The Voice Disguiser. Of course, that's not your real name. Are you a current troller or reformed troller?
I'm going to be completely honest. I am a reformed troller. Okay. I do not do that anymore.
Okay. Who were you trolling? Why were you trolling? What were you saying? And then how did you come out of that?
I trolled anyone and everyone, but mainly people that I grew up with in college and in high school because they always called me names. They always picked on me. I was never really invited to any functions or anything like that. And then I watched them grow and become successful, and I had not reached that level just yet. And I would just get on there. I've trolled back in MySpace. And I would say,
oh, you've been trolling
like,
for a minute.
Like,
yeah. That's a lot of anger.
You're a veteran.
But even in this case, I can see the personal vendetta.
Yeah.
This is somebody in your life, somebody in your background. So
that bullied you, that called you names.
It's more understandable.
That's more retaliation. It's
right.
Still trolling, but it feels like retaliation.
Maybe I should have framed it differently. Like, I think it's the celebrity trolling that doesn't make any sense to me. Here's Megan. Good morning. You were on The Burt Show. Who are you trolling?
Hey, good morning. So it's not me. It's my mom that is a troll. Or, you know, might be. I'm not really sure. I've kind of blocked her on everything. So it started back maybe 5-10 years ago when Facebook games were really big. You know how you had to have a big friend network to, like, get extra lives?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what she would do is she would make all of these fake profiles to get
extra lives on Facebook games, and she would, you know, add me because I was a loser and didn't have any friends and needed more Facebook game lives too. And then it turned into her ragging on my parents who, or my father and my stepmother who had gotten divorced. And then she just got bored and she did start just trolling celebrities because she's a hateful woman, and that was fun to her.
So you're saying her personality trolling was the same off trolling. She's just a hateful person.
Yeah, she's just legit a mean, hateful woman.
Okay, and I'll take one more. I was really hoping to find out, like, for if there's somebody that you've never even met before and you're never going to meet them. Like, why?
I think it's hard to justify that.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser. One last call here. What's up?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I would say that my trolling, my former trolling, I mostly stopped because I just don't have time right now.
There you go.
Pretty justified. So I would find people that were, I don't want to get a little too political on your show because I know how you're feeling right now. I would find people that would stand outside of certain clinics, if you know what I mean, and terrorize the clinics.
Yep.
I would find them and I would troll them.
So you were almost like feeling like you were almost heroic in doing it. You were standing up for a cause, but you couldn't do it as your real you, or there would be ramifications.
Yeah, kind of. I ended up getting one person to stop coming to the clinic completely because I was constantly bringing up their deceased son in my trolling.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're
going deep.
So, yeah. Trolling, that was definitely more of a keyboard warrior moment for me. But right now, I just don't have time for it.
Okay. So you were, I mean, it was rewarding for you because you really felt like you were sticking up for a cause.
Oh, yeah. I definitely got some people to leave some innocent people alone.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Some of those I can understand. It seems exhausting to me.
Yeah.
But I can at least see where, like, they feel like they're doing God's work. Right? But the celebrity ones, I'm still scratching my head about. You're never going to meet these people. They're not even the people that they claim to be on a TV show. They're not even like that in real life.
Entertaining.
Can we make amendments to the Ten Commandments and throw an 11th one on there that says, thou shalt not troll?
Yes.
We need to.
It's time to update the Bible.
Software
for sure.
Update needs necessary.
Now that's doing God's work.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
They had their house broken into, and the person that broke into the house certainly left a nice little gift for them.
I went on a roller coaster of emotions upon hearing the story from my friend that involves a prowler who ended up dropping a deuce in the family's home. So hear me out when I tell the tale of this prowler that is just wreaking havoc on their neighborhood. So my friend and I are driving to the mountains with our kiddos. They're in the back seat watching Boss Baby, completely in their own world. And I ask her about this update of a house she bought down the street from hers. Her mom is going to live here half the year, right? So they found a house walking distance from theirs. It's perfect. So Noni is going to be like in this house, but this house needed some renovations and some love. So it's been vacant for a while as my friend is renovating it, right? And so, of course, I'm asking him like, hey, so how's the house going? When's Noni going to be, you know, when's Noni going to be here? And she's like, oh, have I told you about the prowler? And I was like, obviously, no. So there is a man that has taken it upon himself to kind of hold up at these vacant houses in their neighborhood. There's another house down the street that's being worked on as well. So any time of day, it's non-specific. He shows up and he just kind of makes the backyard and the porch his home. So obviously this is an unhoused person that's just utilizing vacant houses and making them his own property. They have cameras. He moves the cameras. They have called the police. Obviously, since he's not doing anything life-threatening, it takes a couple hours for the police to arrive. By that time, he's gone. They have put up signs. He removes the signs. He's, you know, just, he's making these vacant houses his. So she's getting frustrated and she's kind of like, she's very tense and on edge because though she's not living there and this guy isn't doing anything harmful, it's still like an invasion of privacy, right? Like that's your property and somebody you don't know is there. And she's just, she's like, I feel like I'm on edge all the time and I'm constantly checking the cameras at the house to see what's going on. So she was driving home one day and she saw the other homeowner out that's been dealing with this prowler because she finally got like some police records that she was looking for because she's trying to figure out who this dude is so she can file a restraining order against him and keep him away from her house. So somebody had said he had gotten arrested recently at another vacant house. She's driving by. That owner happens to be there working on it. So she pulls into the driveway and she's like, hey, can I talk to you about this prowler situation? He's like, oh, can you? Let me tell you what happened. And this was the arrest record that she had gotten. So he was there with his son, who is like 9 or 10, and he's working in the backyard, right? And he's just clearing out weeds, clearing out the yard, and he realizes he's like, he hasn't seen his son. So he goes looking for his son, and his son is like playing underneath the deck or the porch with the prowler.
Oh, man, this is like right out of a movie. What?
Now, he had been clearing out the backyard with a machete.
What?
The homeowner had been, right? So the homeowner sees the prowler with his son with machete in hand and starts running after the prowler.
Prowler's lucky, man. Dude has a gun. You don't know what's going to happen there.
He was, how dare you get away from my son? Like, he's freaking out. So the prowler immediately runs into the house and locks himself into the bathroom. So, because the house is open, because the prowler just runs into that, runs into the
decision,
right? And locks himself in the bathroom.
Okay.
So, guy calls the cops and he's like, yes, I have a man in my house. He's in the bathroom. So, cops come. So, the prowler decides just, you know, I guess the guy with the machete literally scared the S out of him.
He
takes a dump. I kid you not. He takes a dump in the bathroom, and then the police are able to get in and arrest him.
That man's stomach was in here going to work.
Is that not bananas? And I'm like, girl, you're lying. She's like, no. Like, he was so overcome with emotion when he was telling me the story. Like, yeah. He was still so irate. So then that gave, like, now that's even creeped her out more because this is the type of person you're dealing with who's obviously struggling with some stuff and has some issues. But, yeah.
Ooh, I could have ended way worse than that, man.
Yeah, so, the dude's just a machete, and he's clearing out brush in his yard and turns around, and there's this prowler dude just hanging out with his kid underneath the porch. And
yeah, if I'm a gun owner and I see a stranger out there with a machete with my kid next to it, that's going to end badly.
Well, the prowler didn't have a machete.
Oh, I thought you said the
No, the homeowner.
The homeowner had a machete because the homeowner was the one that was clearing out the brush. Okay. And the homeowner with the machete chases the prowler into the house. And then that's where he locks himself in the bathroom and decides to drop a deuce. It's so bananas.
What an ending. There was a hand up.
Oh, no. I was scratching my face.
Oh, okay.
The Burt Show.